are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Craig Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our Thursday visit with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
Well, we had a major economic stimulus package signed in February, $787 billion. Now we're hearing reports that a second stimulus package could be about $500 billion, might be in the works already on Capitol Hill. What do you think?
And you forgot the budget with the $3.6 trillion price tag on it that's now being debated on Capitol Hill. Look, Greg, you know, the late Everett Dirksen once said, a billion here, a billion there, pretty soon we're talking about real money. Well, now we're talking about many billions every week for different things. And in the process, President Obama is losing the goodwill that he has across the country. Contrary to all of the meetings and the gestures he made early on, he's been able to get Republican support that's only microscopic and no more. He got no votes for the stimulus package from Republican House members, three from the Senate. That will not change radically when the next major votes come up. The parts of the budget that deal with health care, $634 billion, with renewable energy, $656 billion, are causing a lot of rumblings and bad vibes from his own Democrats in the middle of the road. Evan Bayh of Indiana has been very critical on the Senate side. So is Joe Lieberman. And Ben Nelson of Nebraska has practically said he will vote against the package that's coming up, the budget, that is. I'm going to say that eventually, coupled with the feeling that there should be no more rescues of business and we should do what we didn't do in the twilight days of the Bush administration, let the banks fail, the president's going to have some major problems if he asks for any more money.
John, what about the president's credibility when it comes to earmarks? He signed the omnibus bill earlier in the week saying that we have to get past it, we have bigger things to deal with, but he wants more responsible spending to be arranged in the future. What do you make of that?
Well, this sounds a little bit like watching the words carefully, or should I say, when was the last time a president discussed the meaning of the word is? He allowed the bill with earmarks to go through, and I was there when White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs offered the party line, which is, this was business that was cobbled together in the Bush administration and the last session of Congress. We're going to move on from there and get this behind us. Well, that may be true in a technical sense of the word. When I was a kid, it used to be read the fine print. The president may well move on and be very sincere about getting rid of these earmarks, which were poster child for the wasteful ways in Washington. But he could have started early and been the revolutionary and very different figure that many who voted for him felt he was by just simply getting the earmarks out of there. He would have reached over to the other side and had a lot of friends on the Republican side to do it.
John, let's move on to another legislative debate that's about to erupt, that's already building, and that's over the Employee Free Choice Act, also known as the Employee Forced Choice Act, depending on your perspective, also known as the card check legislation. Essentially, if members just sign the card saying they want a union, there's no vote then, and that makes it easier to organize. Others say it takes away the secret ballot. What do you expect to happen in this debate?
Dead on arrival. It will probably pass the House. In fact, sail through as it did in the last session of Congress, although I note it has fewer co-sponsors. On the Senate side, 40 of 41 Republicans are against it. Senator Arlen Specter, the lone Republican to vote for it, now said he's neutral and reconsidering his positions. Two Democratic senators who voted for it last year have now moved into the no column, Lincoln and Pryor of Arkansas. And now Tim Johnson of South Dakota said we have more important things to deal with in this session of Congress. That's roughly his words, signaling that he does not want the Employee Free Choice Act as something to deal with. If the truth were known, Barack Obama will not be that upset if the measure simply dies in Congress. He's got enough on his plate already.
John, let's move to the decision of the president on Monday of this week, signing an executive order, essentially rescinding the Bush policy on federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. President Bush was the first president to allow any federal funds, but he restricted it to existing stem cell lines, said he would not fund the creation and destruction of human life in order to further research. President Obama says that science has to trump any sort of ethical misgivings about this issue. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts on it are, it's no surprise. Mr. Obama said in the campaign he would do this, and I can recall how many of the advocates of the increased use of stem cells were saying, when is he going to do it, and repeatedly pressing the administration. Well, he has done it right now and kept his promise. At the same time, this has re-energized the Right to Life wing of the Republican Party, given them something more to talk about at a time that many wish the social issues would go away. Barack Obama simply kept a campaign promise. In the process, he has also raised a fresh campaign issue.
Last 60 seconds, John. Abortion was also one of the issues in recent days that has tripped up the new chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele, in a print interview saying, or giving the impression anyway, that he might be pro-choice. What's your sense of his standing right now as chairman?
Well, I read the interview in Gentleman's Quarterly, and a lot of people are going to be talking about it tomorrow and the next day, Greg. I've interviewed Michael Steele numerous times, and I know his pro-life position. He's very strong and very passionate about it, or he certainly was with me. He takes his Catholicism extremely seriously and says so. Now, if his choice of words are to believe, he is saying that abortion is a choice with people, which, of course, is the standard line that Democrats say, a woman's right to choose. And if that is the case, it's going to infuriate a lot of people within the party, many of whom had doubts about Mr. Steele, others who gave him the benefit of the doubt when he referred to Rush Limbaugh's program as ugly. Is it enough to bring him down as chairman? I don't know. If I lost my job because of misspeaking or saying the wrong thing, there were many occasions to do so. Hasn't happened with me. With a National Party chairman, not sure yet, but I think he ought to hire himself a good press secretary.
John, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Enjoying the news and finding it never boring on Capitol Hill or at the White House, I'm John Gizzi.
John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. This is Dateline Washington.